It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, September 25th, 2019. Today is the birthday of British mutineer Fletcher Christian, born in 1764 near Cockermouth in Cumberland in the north of England. Master's mate on board HMS Bounty during Lieutenant William Bligh's voyage to Tahiti from 1787 to 1789 in search of breadfruit plants, Christian seized command of the ship from Bligh on April 28, 1789. He began his naval career at a late age, joining the Royal Navy as a cabin boy when he was already 17 years old. The average age for this position was between 12 and 15. Christian did well in the Navy and advanced quickly to the rank of master's mate, at the same time attracting favorable notice from William Bligh and the other officers under whom he served. When Christian led the mutiny on board the Bounty, he was immediately considered an outlaw, and he was formally stripped of his rank in March 1790 and discharged after Bligh returned to England and reported the mutiny to the Admiralty Board. Although the exact reasons for the mutiny are unclear, 18 rebels set Bligh afloat in a small boat with 18 other crewmen who remained loyal to him. Many of the mutineers, including Christian, married Tahitian women and remained in their Polynesian island paradise. An American vessel visited the area in 1808, and its crew was told by Christian's wife, Maimiti, that he had been murdered during a fight with the Tahitian men some years before. Surviving mutineer John Adams gave conflicting accounts of Christian's death. He was variously said to have died of natural causes, or committed suicide, or become insane, or was even murdered. Rumors have persisted for more than 200 years that Christian's murder was faked, and that he left the island and made his way back to England. Many scholars believe that the rumors of Christian returning to England helped to inspire Samuel Taylor Coleridge's poem, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner. Christian has appeared as a character in numerous treatments of the Bounty story. There have been 5 adaptations by filmmakers in America alone, and Christian has been played by Wilton Power in The Silent Era, and since the advent of talkies by Errol Flynn, Clark Gable, Marlon Brando, and Mel Gibson. As for the infamous William Bligh, he was exonerated and ultimately attained the rank of admiral. On film, he has been portrayed as a cruel martinet, most notably by Charles Laughton, Trevor Howard, and Anthony Hopkins. While much of his record is commendable, naval historians have found his principal flaw to have been an overbearing dogmatism, which led him to see himself as one surrounded by fools. Thin-skinned vanity was his curse throughout his life, and he never learned that you do not make friends of men by insulting them. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 25th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.